Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Buckler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Jesper Makwindang, who is the founder of Family Lead Management Consulting. Jesper, for 20 years now here at New Leaf, we've focused on our core purpose of just simply helping people in organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices, but please start there by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Jesper, and I'll wrap it up when you are done.
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for having me. And yes, I'm Jesper Makwindang. I am the owner of Family Lead Management Consulting. I work with business owners who are essentially stressed out by the sense of team chaos and the burdens that can be associated with managing other people. And I do help their growing teams and transform them into high-performing cultures. And I do that through leadership development, team building, and HR strategy so that the business owner can build a team that is more aligned with the vision that they're trying to create for their organization. And so, yes, you did bring up an excellent question. And I would say, when it comes to this, I believe people and organizations perform at their best when there is clarity, capable leadership, and systems that create ownership. So those three things. So let's start with the first thing. And the first thing is to replace assumptions with clarity. And I want to start by saying many performance problems are not people problems. Many performance problems are actually clarity problems. Because when you think about it, even all-stars and rockstar hires who have the greatest talent, if they're stuck in a state of confusion, they still wouldn't get very far. So three things under replacing assumptions with clarity. The first thing is make sure you know what your team, what success looks like for your team. Share that with them. Instead of assigning a task, let's say we're looking at social media. One thing, it's very tempting to just say, hey, post on LinkedIn, post on Facebook. But if you're giving a general instruction, they have that vague idea of maybe just posting, is it just once a week? Is it just once a year? Is it just once a decade? Tell them what you're looking for. So give them a specific measurement they can count against. The second thing is to develop leaders who create capability, not just dependence. Because it's very tempting for leaders to, again, assign tasks, but many times a team member might go back to that leader and just add more to the plate. It's very important that we empower our team members to really have the opportunity to learn and grow in the work they're doing. And three ways to really make that happen. First one, address any problems early. We want to make sure our team members are really have those opportunities to be proactive about any concerns or issues that pop up. Very important to provide any avenues of communication for them to raise any issues early, because if they don't raise it early and they let it snowball into something bigger, it'll become an expensive problem that could have been fixed at a sooner time. The second is to give useful feedback. And when it comes to feedback, there's three different types of feedback. The first part is destructive. The second one is constructive. And the third one is productive. The first one, destructive, avoid at all costs. It's the type of feedback where you're just calling people out, bringing them down. It has no value. It just drains people. Their energy and enthusiasm will drop. They won't get very far. The engagement will go down. The second part is constructive feedback. That's where we're giving people a better sense of what they need to work on, what they need to grow, and just for those areas of covering any gaps. Now, that is good because we want people to be more aware of what their strengths and weaknesses are. However, there is a step further, and it is productive feedback. And I would say productive feedback is the best to give. And what it is, it's detailed, well-balanced, and neutral feedback that really empowers people to do their best. And I would say that feedback is so good, people would pay you for it. So that is productive feedback. Well detailed, neutral. It doesn't call anyone out. It really does focus on the success of the other person. So three types of feedback: constructive, avoid at all costs; constructive, good, but it takes it, there's a step further, which is productive. And then third part for developing leaders is to ask better questions instead of just throwing out quick answers. Because again, if we just throw out some quick solution, it might be a band-aid that may not provide a long-term solution to what we're solving. So if we ask questions, we get to dig deeper, add more perspectives, and really give other people the opportunity to understand the big picture of what's going on. And then last but not least, build leadership systems. And what I mean by systems, not necessarily technology. By systems, I mean the structures and processes that help people lead and succeed in their role. And a big part of that is to have regular check-ins, make sure decision-making authority is defined, where people aren't guessing, can I do this? Can I do that? You really give them a clear sense of what they're allowed to do and what they're capable of doing. And then lastly, a process for identifying and resolving any obstacles. So if there are any issues that come up, make sure there is a way for any team members to bring that up. So overall, again, recap, people and organizations perform at their best when there's clarity, capable leadership, and systems that create ownership. And overall, they are the key aspects that I wanted to share with you today.
Jesper, thanks ever so much. That really makes a lot of sense, those three things. And I can see how, when those aren't in aligned, how that would give business owners a lot of grief. Really appreciate you taking a few minutes with us today. If I could, just a shout out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year. Jesper, as has become our tradition, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Yes, you
Jesper, thanks ever so much. And I'm looking forward very much to seeing you very soon at our little group that we bring together for learning and development within the Santa Clarita Valley in California, where we're both based. Thanks, Jesper.
Well, thank you again for having me.
You're welcome.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.